George Gershwin died on July 11th, 1937. But I don't have to believe it if I don't want to. Those are the words of the novelist John O'Hara, one of Gershwin's many fans. Almost 70 years after Gershwin's death, his music is still performed and recorded, most recently by Patty Austin. Here's NPR's extra special correspondent, Susan Stamberg.
Her dad was a jazz trombonist. She made her singing debut at age 4 at Harlem's Apollo Theater. It was a fluke. Her father took her backstage to meet Dinah Washington. Patty told Dinah she was a singer, too. Dinah said, "You go out right now and sing." "Okay," young Patty said, and informed Dinah's musical director.
And he says, "Oh, really? And what do you want to sing?" And I paused for a moment, and I said, "Teach me tonight." "And what key do you sing that in?" "Ha, ha, ha." And I said, "B flat."
Alas, there's no recording of that 4-year-old debut, but Patty Austin can recreate it.
"Well, you say I've got a lot to learn."
Something like that.
"I love your funny face.
All grown up and 57, Patty Austin has done sessions work, solo albums, duets with Luther Vandross and Johnny Mathis, and sung every style of music. Rehearsing for the Gershwin album, Austin's manager helped her find the right approach for this tune.
And he said, "Let me be Svengali for a moment." I said, "What is it, Sven?" He says, "Here's your point of view. You're singing this to George Clooney." I said, "Okay, leave now."
Patty Austin says she always wants to spin a story when she sings.
You find out what that lyric is, and you figure out how you're going to tell that story, and you figure out what you're going to draw on from your own personal experience to make that happen.
"It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. That you're liable to read in the Bible ain't necessarily so."
In her medley from Porgy and Bess, Patty Austin sings songs Gershwin wrote for men, Porgy, Sport and Life. The women's songs, she says, are mostly about suffering. The men are more interesting.
"I just wanted to approach those songs. Ain't necessarily so. I got plenty of nothing," which is, it's an affirmation of my mantra in life, which is, I love to hear people talk about what's theirs and you die and leave it all. So that means to me that we're all renting around here. And that's pretty much what this song is saying, and I love that message.
"I got plenty of nothing. Nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, I got no mule, got no misery. Folks with plenty of plenty, they got a lock on the door."
The most controversial cut on the album is Patty Austin's rendition of this song from 1919.
"How I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee."
When Al Jolson sang it in blackface, it became George Gershwin's first big hit. Over the years, the song took on racist overtones that echoed through segregation, desegregation, the civil rights movement. It's seen as kind of a minstrel, Uncle Tommy sort of song, or has been
so
for a long time.
Yes.
You're not permitting that.
Mm-mm. Time for that to be over, because the South nurtured, cradled, and was the birthplace and home for many, 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 many black people.
D-I-X-I, even though my mama's waiting for me, praying for me.
And so Patty Austin turned Swanee into an ode to the South. She changes lyricist Irving Caesar's Mammy to Mama, says these days most black people don't know what a mammy is.
So I wanted to make the word universal. I wanted to make the song universal. I wanted to put a groove up underneath it because there's a tremendous rhythm and pulse in the South that exists nowhere else. as opposed to a vaudevillian kind of Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, which at that time was the rhythm of the South. But now it's gumbo. And I wanted to change the perception of that song because it's a great song. That's not a difficult thing to do.
Swanee, you're
I love the challenge of taking something that's perceived one way and creating a different perception for it. And I think we have to do that with so many things around us in our lives to continue to grow and learn and expand and change. And I think if material is really, really good, it can take all that bending and stretching and survive whatever time does to it.
Patty Austin, I think you've really given me the answer to my last question, which was, why do these old songs again?
Because everything old is new again. That's why.
Patty Austin's CD is called Avant Gershwin. Avant as in before or forward. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
I've been away from you a long time.
And you can hear more music from Avant Gershwin and compare Patty Austin's version of Swanee with Al Jolson's 1943 recording by going to our website, npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
Near you, I long to be. The birds are singing. It is song time. The banjos playing soft and low. I know that you long for me too.